Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on channeling different higher beings through the voice. Often we can actually access these beings, and also Tom Kenyon is well known for channeling these different beings. And so we're going to play. We're going to play with them and see what comes through today. And we're going to talk about it as well. Our intention is that you may have access to higher help of all of your guides, ascended masters, archangels, and positive aliens. Right. So before we get started, let me tell you about what's happening here at the school. Quite a few things. Let's see. Well, we're going to Mount Shasta, but it's already sold out. We've already got 55 people for the retreat starting this week. But we also have our Sound Healing Conference coming up. And we've got a lot of people already booked. We've got about 25 presenters. We've got about 20 exhibitors. And it's our 7th International Sound Healing Conference, October 5th through the 8th here in San Francisco at a spectacular temple. It's Congregation Sherith. And it's if you know anything about San Francisco, Grace Cathedral is one of the most amazing places in the city. This one, I think, is even more beautiful than Grace Cathedral. And the sound's actually not as echoey, too, so it's much better for sound. And so the whole conference is in the temple. And we've got a couple of concerts. We have a Sound of Love concert on Saturday night, October 6th. And also a natural instrument concert on October 7th. Lisa Lippincott's bringing in her 65-inch gongs, and so we'll be vibrating intensely on those two concerts. it's just a wonderful time for it's just so much joy. I mean, people are hugging everybody and with sound. Hugging everybody with sound. It's really, really fun. And there's a lot of good information. You can find it at globesoundhealingconference.com. Again, it's October 5th through the 8th. And if you pay by tomorrow, there's a early bird discount by tomorrow. A lot of different options. You can do like one day or all days. You can do concerts. There's also meals available as well. So October 5th to the 8th, globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have our next semester coming up September 4th, the Sound Healing Certificate Program, which is the first semester of the degree program if you wanted to go further, where you learn about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We've got a dozen instructors that give you a wide perspective on how to work with sound at all different levels, whether you're working with frequencies, or instruments, or syllables, or musical intervals, or music, or working with intention. We do the full perspective with tuning forks, a lot of voice, mostly voice, and crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls. We have a full range of instruments here you get to play with, but we also have the whole program online as well. And it starts about every 2 weeks. Next start time is July 26th. And it works really well online. We do toning, chant, and mantras online as well. And it's really quite effective. We also have the program at the Institute is starting September 4th. That's 3.5 months. The program online starts July 26th, and that's about 6 months. And online, it's like Tuesday, Thursday nights, and Saturday mornings, although you can watch videos if you can't catch the live classes with live instructors. We also have the audio recording program coming up in September 5th, where you learn how to use recording equipment and get people really high or really deep. We teach Pro Tools, but it's applicable to other programs. So you learn how to record, mix, and produce. And it's a very powerful program, very, very effective for learning how to record and even how to create music, because we have a whole music theory component as well. And we do have that online, but it won't be for another 2 or 3 months. And so those are our classes. Anything else going on? We also have our therapy center where we can find your home note. The home note is the note where you're at rest. It's the note, it's the rhythm of you where you're actually totally in your own vibration. It's like the average of your heart rate or the average of your brainwave rhythm. And we find that note and get you a CD and that key and train you back into peace and stillness. It's nice to know where to go when you're trying to get peaceful. It's all vibration. If you think of peace as just a stable vibration or a consistent flow, it's all about getting back to or a harmony and musical intervals. It's all based on vibration. And those are incredible ways to access it, especially a stable vibration like a crystal bowl or anything, just about any of the sound healing instruments, or a vowel like it's amazing how, okay, everybody join in. Everybody do just either any vowel or an om, okay? Om. It's amazing how 10 seconds can help calm your system. 10 seconds. You do it a minute, it's even way more effective. Even just 1 minute, it's incredible how effective it is. Do it 10 minutes. Oh my God, 10 minutes is like forever doing sound. Or do a half hour, oh boy. Or like they do in India and a lot of workshops around here, we'll do tone for 2 hours. So now you've got a stable, consistent vibration. So any chaos is wiped out. So anyway, finding your home note is really cool to be able to get that stable vibration back in you. We had it when we were born, right? Unless you had a birth trauma. We had it. And then society and noise and parents and all the other people around us and train us into their vibration. Not only their vibration, but also a chaotic vibration. Right? So we do that. We also do voice analysis where we can find what notes are missing in your system, which is resonated by your voice. Alfred Tomatis says, if you don't hear a frequency, you don't make it through your voice, and that's good research. So we can do that, both of those online. We also sell the program to actually do the voice analysis. We have a training meeting coming up on August 11th if you wanted to buy that program. It's really cool because you can use it to find what essential oils are good for you, or what colors are good for you, what notes and crystal bowls are good for you as far as a remedy. So we do those. We also do chakra treatments. We find what chakras are out of balance and balance them. We also do a combo free treatment here with bowls and sound table. Oh my God, the sound table is probably the most powerful and effective thing in the whole field of sound healing. It's really completely transformed my nervous system over the last 15 years. I used to be really shaky from drinking a bottle of mercury or mercurochrome when I was a baby. And it's dramatic how much it's affected and changed my nervous system over the last 10 years especially. And also really good for PTSD, really good for a full range of issues, including anger, anxiety, pain, depression, anything neurological, or anything where you're stressed out. Like, who's not stressed out, right? Sometimes. Okay. And we also have our CDs. We have over 60 CDs that are based on science and inspiration. We also have my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, that explains how to do this all yourself, or you can take the classes. It's all at soundhealingcenter.com, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or call me, 415-777-2486. So as far as archangels and ascended masters and positive aliens, you know, I always kind of called in these higher beings at the beginning of session, not really necessarily believing in them, just thought it. I know a lot of people that really do believe in them and work with them, and so I thought it would be cool, you know, just to call in. But I never really experienced anything major from calling them in until I was in the hospital with appendicitis. And after my surgery, I had this woman who did a healing on me over the phone. And she was working with the full gallery of higher beings, she said. And she said the gallery was over my bed, and there was a crystalline heart floating above the bed. She said there were the whole range of higher beings were transmitting energy into this crystalline heart, and it was focused at the bottom of the heart, right on this incision from my surgery. And she said that Babaji was holding my feet, that Christ was over the incision, and Gabriel was holding my third eye and crown open. And I went into a whole room of white light. Actually, the room I was in turned into white light. I mean, intense white light. I mean, I was just like, oh my God, for 3 hours. 3 hours. Finally, the doctor came in and said, what's going on with you? You need to go home. You look great. I was like blissed out, right? I was like, whoa, what a trip, right? So then I went home to recover from the surgery, and I thought one day, what if I called them in? Called him. And I thought, what if I called him Babaji and Christ and Archangel Gabriel? And I tried it. Okay, Babaji, come on in. Christ. And when I said, Gabriel, come in, I went into a cocoon of white light again. And I was like, whoa, oh my God, it works. I'm actually getting high from this. It's very, very cool, right? And I found that I could, anytime, especially when I called in Gabriel, when I called in Babaji, I would get like a rush of energy through my body, like a whole electrical charge, which was really great. Christ, often my heart would just open. And then with Gabriel, the white light, cocoon of white light around me. It's very cool. And then I started reading all of the work by the angel lady. Blank on her name. What's her name? let me look it up here. I bet you guys know books on angels. Doreen Virtue, right? And Doreen Virtue says, oh, all you have to do is ask. And they come and help. These angels are just sitting up there, bored to death, just hoping somebody will come on, right? And then finally someone asks, and they're like, zoom, they zoom on down. And they're ready to help. All you have to do is ask. So I thought, okay, I'll start asking. I'll try it. And I looked up a list of archangels and ascended masters. And I said, you guys, come on in. One by one, I would ask for them to come in. And sometimes it was like nothing. Sometimes it was like, whoa, I just got like a whole hit of energy. It was really, or just like this beam of light or this kriya, you know, where I just like jolted. Or this like chills throughout my body, chills throughout my body. And it was like, cool, right? So I started looking into all of the different higher beings and started playing with them. It's very cool. Now, just recently, I've been talking with this psychic who said, you know, I mean, a lot of people say that you have your own little group of guides. And she told me that one of my guides' name was Orliac, right? She said she couldn't pronounce the other names. They're like a sound that's not pronounceable, right? And then today she said that there's a whole – I do a thing called MAP. It's like there's a book on it and where I call in different beings to work on me whenever I'm not feeling well or when I can't sleep. And she actually said there's about 6 or 8 of them. There's always an even number. And she gave me a couple of names of them as well. And she said there's one really big, right? It's like, oh my God, it's really interesting to tune in to. And there's a difference too. There's your guides or your little helpers. And then there's also other beings that sometimes hang out, like from other planets. You know, she said that I've got some Sirians that are helping me, like 5 of them. Of course, there's also entities, the negative ones. So we're not talking about the negative ones. We're talking about helpers, beings from other dimensions. I mean, you can have Palladians or Sirians or Arcturians or Andromedans. There's or Hathors, the Hathors that Tom Kenyon works with, right? And so there's a full range of, I call them the 3 A's, ascended masters, archangels, and positive aliens. Right. So it's really interesting to actually bring them in. You know, I think I want to start here by listening to Tom Kenyon actually bringing in the archangels of Raphael. Tom Kenyon is really good at channeling different archangels and ascended masters. He actually was just a psychotherapist many years ago, and the Hathors showed up, which are these beings that were out in society in ancient Egypt. And they said they wanted to write a book through him. And Tom said, where are you from? And they said, Venus. He said, oh, great. You'll blow my credibility. Get the hell out. Leave me alone. I don't have time to write a book anyway. And so they kept coming to him in his meditations. And finally, about a year later, this woman who is a publisher of a large publishing company came to him and said, Tom, you won't believe us, but these aliens came to us and said that we're supposed to publish your book. You can just channel the Hathors and we'll publish it. And he finally gave in and said, okay, fine. And now he works with them, channels them, brings 100 of them into his workshops, and also over the years has channeled all different archangels, ascended masters, and a full range of beings. He's got a really cool movie as well that you can check out, Tom Kenyon's movie. I forget the name of it. And so this recording I want to play for you is him actually channeling Raphael. Okay, so we'll play maybe 10 minutes of it and see what you think. It's really interesting. And then we'll do some channeling and play with these different beings. Okay, so enjoy Tom Kenyon channeling Raphael.
This is Tom Kenyon. I am gifting this sound meditation of Archangel Raphael to the world in these most challenging of times because I have personally found it so healing and comforting. The sound meditation you are about to hear was recorded live at a Magdalene workshop in Seattle, Washington in April 2007. It captures the transformational sounds of Archangel Raphael as he sang through my voice. Raphael carries the balm of healing on all levels, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. The vibrational sounds of Raphael are healing codes and geometries of light. In order to get the most powerful energetic effects from this meditation, I simply suggest you place your awareness or mental focus at your crown chakra at the top of your head. Please note that this is copyrighted material and all rights are reserved. It is for your personal use only. You may share this with friends and family, but it may not be used in any commercial way without written permission from me, Tom Kenyon.
Archangel Raphael. So his name means the healing power of God. Raphael is a very powerful healer and assists with all forms of healing, humans and animals. He helps to rapidly heal body, mind, and spirit. He's very sweet, loving, kind, and gentle. He's also the archangel in charge of travel. You can call on him for protection and safety before embarking on any journey. You know, every being is the holder of a specific frequency. When I say that, I mean an actual frequency. Some say not only just a note, but an actual frequency. I had this one psychic said, oh yeah, Metatron is this frequency, or so-and-so is this frequency, an actual frequency. And frequencies are just more detailed than pitches. There are many frequencies that are the same pitch, so it's just much more specific when you get to the actual frequency of something. But that frequency or pitch is also an energy. So it's like an archetypal energy, which are parts of us and parts of all people and parts of the planet even. You know, so there's all these different archetypal energies you're dealing with. So you can think of it, if you think this is a little out there, you can think of it that way, as just a simple vibration with a certain type of energy, an archetypal, almost emotional or energetic type of energy. Now, I actually have started, over the years, I've started working with different archangels and ascended masters for different chakras. And I now have a full array of them that I use for each chakra. And I don't know that they're the actual best ones for that chakra, but it's just a group that I've put together. Like, I've got Raphael for my root chakra. And a lot of people say Raphael is about communication as well. So they say it might be better for the throat chakra. But somehow I just got the name Raphael. 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 It feels really grounding to me. And he's about healing, especially the healing power of God. So I like to get Raphael. I bring Raphael in for my root chakra. Right. I also used Babaji for my root chakra ever since I had that experience in the hospital. Right. But I actually bring in Babaji for my actual feet, because that's where. So I'll have Raphael at the root. And I still think of Babaji as the actual root chakra, but just down at my feet. So Babaji is the immortal master of the Himalayas, known as the Deathless Avatar. He was initiated into Kriya Yoga and became the greatest Siddha, or perfected master, ever known. After ascension, he promised to stay in his physical body to help all humanity and still appears to groups of disciples. Yogananda writes about him in an autobiography of a yogi. It is said that you only have to say his name with reverence, and you directly attract a blessing from him. Often say, Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya Babaji. Om Namah Shivaya Babaji. When I say that, even right now, I get like little chills coming up from my feet. Right? So if I look at the image of Babaji, which there's incredible, most amazing image of Babaji on the internet. It's like a painting of a being that's the perfect balance of masculine and feminine, and it's really profound to look at. Check it out. Just do a search for Babaji, and you'll find it. It's one of many, but when you find it, you'll see. And so if I look at, I've got that image here, and if I tune into Babaji's energy, I always feel really grounded energy. If you want to play with this, go ahead and make the sound yourself. Just get out of the way and let them make a sound through you. For my second chakra, I use Saint Germain. Saint Germain is also, people talk about the purple flame of Saint Germain. If you see purple, I see purple all the time, right? I often not only see pure purple, I see it especially when I'm just close my eyes. Yeah, I can see it now when I close my eyes. Also, I see it in the room. Sometimes I'll see it out in nature. When I'm even driving, I'll see it sometimes. And it's actually done healing on people I've used it to do healing on people. And it's really, really effective, this purple flame from Saint Germain. So Saint Germain Saint Germain is, let me look it up here. There we go. Let me see it. Germain, Archangel. There we go. Germain. It's not an Archangel. No, it's not in this list. Okay, let me just do a search here. Saint Germain. What's the price? Okay. So I'll just tune into his energy. Here we go. And make the sound of him. You can tune into the energy of purple. Here we go. He's the Chohan of the seventh ray and sponsor of the United States of America. He's a master alchemist of the sacred fire who comes bearing the gift of the violet flame of freedom for world transmutation. Together with his twin flame, he is Ascended Lady Master Portia, as P-O-R-T-I-A, the goddess of justice. He is the hierarch of the Aquarian Age. He's the sponsor of freedom's flame, while Portia is the sponsor of the flame of justice and opportunity. So it's about freedom, and also it's a very healing energy and transmutation for the earth. Okay, so here's the energy of Saint Germain. I use them for the second chakra. The purple flame often then goes through my whole system. So whenever, it's interesting, when I'm really running love really deeply, I see purple around me big time. Also, when I'm mixing my music and the mix is just right, the whole room will turn purple. It's really interesting. I also have, for the second chakra, I have Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is the essence of compassion, the great goddess and mother of compassion, loved and revered throughout Asia, a beautiful expression of divine mother. Mercy means there is more assistance given through love than through merit earned. Following her ascension, Kuan Yin turned back to save others and made this pledge: never will I seek nor receive private individual salvation, nor will I enter into final peace alone, but forever and everywhere will I live and strive for the redemption of every creature throughout the world from the bonds of conditioned existence. It's also associated with earth, fertility, birth, and healing. She's often depicted riding on a dragon, and is the Eastern counterpart of Mother Mary. Isis carried the same mother energy in Egypt and in Hinduism. She's honored in Japan and China. When I was in Bali once, I was thinking about all of the turmoil I put myself through emotionally, right? Probably not as much as a lot of people. And then I multiplied that by 7 billion. And I thought, oh my God, there's so much suffering on the planet. But Kuan Yin is not depressed. Kuan Yin is simply holding that suffering, and ever so slightly lifting it up to love. Right? Deep, powerful energy of compassion. Imagine an energy so strong that if your children or closest people, friends and family were killed, you could still hold compassion. There was a guy, two guys from Israel and Palestine. I've told this story many times. They're on NPR, actually. And they had both had their families killed, all their children and their wives. And they went to schools in Israel and Palestine and said, if anybody has reason for anger and revenge, it is us. Our families are gone. But we're here to tell you that compassion and forgiveness is the only answer, or there will be many more suffering like us. The second you run anger, this is that rough vibration of is running through your whole system. Every cell is going as opposed to compassion and the energy of Kuan Yin, which is like this. Remember, we have a really strict rule around here. You can never make a wrong or out of pitch or bad sound. It's always perfect. So much more freedom. For the third chakra, I use Archangel Michael. Michael is name. His name means who is like unto God. Michael's the leader of all the archangels and is in charge of protection, courage, strength, faith, truth, and integrity. He protects us physically, emotionally, and psychically. He stands ready with his sword to protect all, his sword of love, to protect all who call upon him for assistance. He helps to dispel our fears and worries too, giving us the strength and guidance to see us through any darker times we may go through. Call upon him to cut through any cords which bind you to people or past memories or entities, enabling you to move forward with your life. I have Archangel Michael in my third chakra for all those times that I'm above people, where I'm upset or frustrated with someone. He cuts that BS away with that sword of love. Or all the times when I'm feeling not good enough under people, right? Or insecure. He's got that powerful sword to bring the energy of power where you are in your own power equal to others. So I also do use Kuan Yin to have the compassion for all of my ups and downs emotionally in the third chakra. So let's tune in to Archangel Michael. And again, if you want to play, just get out of the way and let Archangel Michael come through your voice. Hi. Hum. Hum. interesting energy, power of love, love and power at the same time. That's why I often think of Archangel Michael, love and power together. Beautiful. And then we've got, for the heart chakra, I often use a heart energy or Christ energy, and also some people use Mother Mary. Let's tune into the Christ energy, that essence of love. For the throat chakra, I actually use Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene and the Hathors. So let's bring through the Hathors. Let's see. Let's see if we got a description of the Hathors here. Oops. Hathor was a protective goddess. She was also the goddess of love and joy. Hathor was the wife of Horus and sometimes thought of as the mother of the pharaoh. Hathor was connected with foreign places and materials. But there's also the Hathors from Venus, which actually the same. They are the same. They were out actually in Egypt in society at that time helping people. And they're just really light, playful, and joyful beings. So let's bring through the energy of the Hathors through the voice. I want to play a recording. In this recording, Enlightenment, we played it last year or a couple years ago in Mount Shasta at the retreat. And there was this woman that was psychic, and she said that 48 Hathors showed up and actually were sitting in front of each person in the workshop transmitting different colored rainbow lights into the heart of each person. So let's play this recording, Enlightenment, and tune into the Hathor energy and let them bring the love of light into your heart. Okay, enjoy. is making the sound of source. Just skip them all and do the sound of source, which is all beings, all in the universe. The main being that's put it all together. So hold that energy of source. Through the evening, into the weekend, the whole week ahead. Make the sound of it all the time for the rest of your life and lifetimes to come. Thanks for listening and take care.